العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. So we've completed sa'i, which means that a person who comes for Umrah, whether only for Umrah or whether for the intention of Hajj, but performing the Umrah first, which is the tamattu' way of Hajj, means that when they completed their sa'i, the only thing that remains is for them to cut their hair. And it is obviously best for a male to shave his head completely. But if he only wants to shorten his hair, that is also okay. Because Allah speaks about those categories in the Quran, مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ, those who shave their heads and those who shorten their hair. But of course the Prophet ﷺ indicated that those who shave their heads is better than those who only shorten their hair. So the Nabi ﷺ made dua three times for those who shave, and then only he made dua for those who shorten. So once a person has shortened or clipped the hair or shaved the hair, then that means the Umrah is done. If it's a person that came for Hajj, it means the person will wait now for the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah to reassume the Ihram. If it's a person that came only for Umrah, like in the times outside of Hajj, it means the Umrah is done. He is now released from Ihram, and that person can now go ahead or go about in his or her life as per usual. So what happens then on the days of Hajj? So we'll speak about now the events of Hajj. So that person who's waiting for the 8th day, the 8th day of Hajj is known as Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Yawm al-Tarwiyah. And literally it means the day of watering. So why is it called that? Because in those days they used to prepare for Hajj, which is obviously the most important day, the day of Arafah. So on the 8th day they used to prepare themselves by getting enough water, by watering the animals, by making sure they secure enough supply of water for the days of Hajj, etc. So that is why it is called the day of watering. It's a day of preparation really. So the sunnah is for the person to leave Makkah, Mukarramah, and to leave for Mina in the state of Ihram. So where does he or she put on the Ihram and make the niyyah for Ihram? At the place where they are staying. Whether in Makkah, whether in Aziziyah, wherever they are, they make the niyyah right there where they are after doing all the rituals that we've explained before. The sunnah rituals of taking a bath, cutting the hair before, cutting the nails before, grooming, all of that. Goes into a state of Ihram like they did the first time when they came for Umrah, but the niyyah here is different. Here it will be, instead of saying Allahumma inni uridu al-Umrah, Allahumma inni uridu al-Hajjah wa ahramtu bihi lillahi ta'ala. نويت الحجة وأحرمت به لله تعالى. The first niyyah was for Umrah, for that person who came in that particular way. So يوم التروية, he gives a point here, it says إذا انتهى الحاج يوم عرفة إلى عرفات فلا يتفرغ لطواف القدوم ودخول مكة قبل الوقوف. It says if a person arrives on the day of Arafah in Mecca, first time they arrive, like Arabs that live in the surrounds, they may arrive very late. It says, if they arrive on the day of Arafah, such a person will proceed directly to Arafah. They will not do anything before that. They won't do tawaf, they don't do iddah or tarwiyah, they will go straight to Arafah. Because, as we said, staying over on Mina is a sunnah. It's not a must. But it's a good practice. We'll explain what is the reason why it is sunnah and what is the benefit of it. He says, وَإِذَا وَصَلَ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ بِأَيَّامٍ وَطَافَ طَوَافُ الْقُدُومِ فَيَنْكُثُ مُحْرِمًا إِلَى يَوْمِ التَّابِعِ مِنْ الْحِجَّةِ فَيَخْطُبُ الْإِمَامُ بِمَكَّةَ خُطْبَةً بَعْدَ الظُّهْرِ عِنْدَ الْكَعْبَةِ وَيَأْمُرُ النَّاسُ بِاسْتِعْدَادِ الْخُرُوجِ إِلَى مِنَى يَوْمَ التَّرْوِيَةِ وَالْمَبِيتَ بِهَا وَبِالْغُدُوِّ مِنْهَا إِلَى عَرَفَةَ لِإِقَامَةِ فَرْضِ الْوُقُوفِ بَعْدَ الزَّوَالِ. So if a person arrives before the day of Arafah in Mecca, then on the 7th day, it is sunnah for the Imam firstly to give a khutbah, a sermon, a special sermon for the Hujjaj, and to explain to them the importance of the Hajj and especially getting prepared for the 8th day. So on the 7th day, it is sunnah for the Imam to remind the people of the duties that will follow the next day, which is the day of Yawm al-Tarwiyah. So what is the thing about Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the 8th day? So you go in a state of Ihram, you go to Mina on the 8th day. The sunnah is, if it's possible, to spend 5 waqfs on Mina. So what are those 5 waqf? To spend the Zuhr on the Idzay, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, to sleep over, and to make Fajr also the next day on Mina. So that is your 5 waqf. That is the Sunnah, and that is how the Prophet ﷺ did it. In other words, on the 8th day in the morning, you are still in Makkah, you are still in Al-Jizya, still make your Fajr Salah wherever you are. But you try to be on Mina from Dhuhr onwards, and to get those 5 waqf at Mina. So one of the reasons why it is Sunnah to go to Mina before the day of Arafah is so that a person can spiritually also prepare for the day of Arafah. Because you don't want to like to go just straight to Arafah. Arafah is like the most important day of Hajj. But if you go there unprepared, the person may waste the time, may waste the valuable gift which Allah has given. But if you go to Mina on the 8th day of the Hijjah, you get at least the time to think about Arafah, to think what you want to do, to make out a plan, make out, work out a strategy, how exactly you want to spend your day on
Arafah.
That is why Mina is there, to spiritually prepare yourself and to make adequate preparation. So I encourage people to actually sit on the day of your Mutarriyah with a book and pen and actually write down exactly what you plan to do on Arafah. Because every moment on Arafah is valuable. You don't want to miss even one moment. And you don't want to like be confused or be in a state of not knowing what to do next. Because that is wasting time. So you want to work out a full plan from A to Z. Now remember, when a person then leaves from Mina to go to Arafah, the time for wukuf on Arafah starts at Zawal, Dhuhr time, on the 9th day. And it ends the following morning. In other words, any time from Zawal until Fajr of the 10th day is considered time for Arafah. So any moment that a person has spent on Arafah during those times, his Hajj will be valid, even if it is only a few moments, whether it is in the day, whether it is in the night. Of course, best is to stay from Zawal all the way up until Maghrib, and to at least be on Arafah Maghrib time, although you don't make Maghrib there. Maghrib you'll make in Muzdalifah later. But to be present on Arafah Maghrib time. Okay? So, remember the person who is now on Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the 8th day, moving to Arafah, says, فَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَخْرُجَ إِلَى مِنَا مُلَبِّيًا وَيُسْتَحَبُّ لَهُ الْمَشْيُ مِنْ مَكَّةَ فِي الْمَنَاسِكِ إِلَى انْقِضَاءِ حَجَّتِهِ إِنْ قَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ. نعم. So person is still in a state of talbiyah. Shouldn't forget, in Ihram we make labbaik as much as we can. Labbaik Allahumma, labbaik as much as we can. And then he speaks about the issue of is it better to walk or is it better to follow transport, etc. According to a person's need or a person's ability rather. If you can walk, obviously there's more effort involved. So if there's more effort involved, it means the reward is more. But that's for somebody who is able to do it. Some people are not able but they want to do it, then they actually put themselves in a bad position. What I mean by that is, let's say the person walks, this happens, it's not something nice that happens. So a person walks from Makkah to Mina, which will be your first leg of the journey. Nowadays it won't be from Makkah, most likely it will be from Al-Jizya, which is very close to Mina. So that walk is not so much a problem. But before, when people used to walk from Makkah to Mina, so that would be at least 5-6 kilometers maybe a bit more, from Makkah to Mina. So those who were not normally walking before, or not able to walk, they thought they'll do the walk, seeing that other people are walking. So what happens is, they walk from Makkah to Mina, but they end up being at Mina already tired. Right, so okay, fine, they're on Mina, so now they rest a bit, they do their preparation and so on. So now they want to walk the second leg of the journey, so they walk from Mina to Arafah. This is the longest stretch then from Makkah to Mina. If it's 5 kilometers or so from Makkah to Mina, this is double the amount to walk. So the person wants to walk that. And if he wasn't trained, wasn't able to do it before. So they come on Arafah. So we found people come on Arafah and they are totally exhausted. So how do you spend Arafah now when you are totally exhausted? How are you going to make dua? How are you going to make ibadah, etc.? So that's the danger. of walking if a person is not used to. But if you are used to, you normally walk, you're fit enough to do it. Of course, it's great to reward for that. But person must be in good shape. And that is why it is not even sunnah for the person who is on Arafah to fast. Not sunnah for them to fast. Why? It's sunnah for those who are not on Hajj to fast. But those who are on Hajj, not sunnah for them to fast. Because they don't want to be weakened, even physically. Don't want to feel thirsty, don't want to feel hungry. You don't want to feel weak. You want to have all your strength for Arafah so that a person can, of course, make the most of that day. Okay? Then he speaks about some of the things that happen on the day of wukuf. وَلْيَغْتَسِلْ لِلْوُقُوفِ فَإِذَا زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ خَطَبَ الْإِمَامُ خُطْبَةً وَجِيزَةً ثُمَّ جَمَعَ بَيْنَ الظُّهْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ بِأَذَانٍ وَإِقَامَتَيْنِ وَقَصْرِ الصَّلَاةِ وَرَاحَ إِلَى الْمَوْقِفِ فَلْيَقِفْ بِعَرَفَةَ. نعم. He says then, it is sunnah to take a bath for the day of Arafah, if you are able to. This facility is nearby, take a bath before Zawal, before the time begins. Then when Zawal kicks in, it is sunnah for the Imam first again to give a sermon, and to give a small khutbah. And this happens on Arafah, where the Imam in Masjid Namira gives the khutbah to all the Hujjaj before they actually begin with their salah and begin with their wukuf on Arafah. So a khutbah is given. After the khutbah, salah is made. That's the first thing. So how do we make salah? Here we'll find that people join Zuhr and Asr together. Again, what is the hikmah for that? So that they can be free of the time for dua for the entire period up until Maghrib. However, there's difference of opinion amongst the ulama. Why is Zuhr and Asr combined here? What is the reason? Is it part of Hajj ritual, or is it because a person is traveling? What is it? So the Shafi'i school feels it's all to do about traveling, not the ritual. So if you are not a traveler, meaning you're in the surrounds and so on, you're not a traveler, you shouldn't join your salah. Make ordinary salah. Zuhr in its time, Asr in its time. But if you are a traveler, you can join. Other schools of thought, like the Hanafi Madhab and others, they feel no. The joining of prayers here has got nothing to do with travel, but it's got to do with the ritual of Hajj. So my advice is, with whatever group you go, do what they are doing. If they are joining their prayers, join your prayers with them. If they are doing separately, do it separately. There's no problem, there's no issue. But the issue would be to make an issue of it. That would be the issue. I found this. People in the tent, they say, we're going to join the salah, they walk out, saying, no, we don't join. So why want to walk out? Why want to cause like feelings? Or on the day of Arafah, of all times, why cause trouble? Why cause issues? Just go with the flow, because all of these mazahib, they all have proofs and they all know why they say what they say. So whether you are joining prayers or you are not joining prayers, follow your jama'ah, whatever they are doing, because all these are okay. So you then make your salah. When the salah is done, then the person will then go into the ritual of the wukuf of Arafah. And this is the most important day of the person's Hajj, as the Prophet said, Al-Hajju Arafah, Hajj is Arafah. Greatest moment is the moment of wukuf. So we'll speak about that tomorrow, inshallah, what to be done on wukuf and how the Hajj should spend their time and how that will conclude and the rest of the things that follow after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.